Xavier Watty and
Ricky
from the Exploited, and you're listening to
Turmoil
on
WUSB Long Island.
And we're not using any of those dummy cars to read us.
Although it may seem like it, though.
So tune in, listen in. I'm sure he's going to play lots and lots of Exploited mega songs to blow your mind. Serious question, like, when's the next single coming out? Well,
when's the next album or single coming out?
Well, the next single's coming out. It was meant to come out last month, but I think it's getting released sometime this month, and it's called War Now. W-A-R-N-O-W. And
is that going to be released on Combat Records here in the States?
Well, I'm not sure yet. It's 12 inch. It's got three tracks in it. War Now, United Chaos and Anarchy, and a dub version of a song called Sexual Favors, which was on the Death Before Dishonor album. But I don't, I'm not sure if Combat's going to release it over here. I heard they weren't, but I don't know. Like, we had problems with like the last 12 inch we've done over here. Go, Jesus is dead. The cover's got like, I don't know if you, I don't think you've seen it properly, but the cover's got like Jesus on a cross, like nailed. It's got like nuns, like one's got like a vibrator, one's got like money, one's got drugs. Because that the actual song's about making money out of religion, like in Jerusalem, Bethlehem. It's like, go see where like Jesus is born, pay money to see where. It's like making money out of religion. And like, I'm sure he didn't die to make, so people could pay money to see where he died.
Right. But over, you think that had problems in the States because they say like the PMRC or the FCC?
Well, they're cracking down. Because like after the first pressing over here, I was getting letters from people in the States to our fan club, and they were saying that you've got a new EP called the Dead EP, and I was like what? Okay, like, what the fuck? Dead? I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bootleg. It worked.
You thought it was a Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead. But I thought, like I never knew what was happening, because the record company never told us that they actually blanked out the cover and just called it a Dead EP. Because we've got like naked girls and it's good.
Do you have that problem with over in Scotland and England where they sent you the records at all?
In fact, what? We actually sent the record company the actual artwork. It had like Jesus, like, have you seen the t-shirts we've got there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at it close, right, it's got Jesus, it's got like his cock, right? It's got a cock ring on it, right?
Right.
And we sent it to the record company. They covered it up, they put like a jock strap over it, right? But the t-shirts that we've got on tour here selling, that is the original artwork. I think it's a good cover. But like, in the UK, there's like loads of people, like, establishments going to take us to court to try to see us, because of the cover. Like in Ireland, we've got lots of letters from Ireland because it's really, really religious over there. Yeah. Jesus, man. But I'm a Catholic. I don't believe in like all the bullshit that goes on. But I believe there's a God, but I don't believe like you must like give money and like I don't know, just go there and say prayers. I mean, I believe there's someone there. There must be someone to make us here. But I don't believe, like, over here is worse. It's like, send me, like, I always watch these Bible programs here because I think they're really funny. And you get, it goes, that's it, I can save you. Send me $1,000 pledge. Yes, yes. Can you feel your back getting better and your legs?
Those are
that's
fucking
bullshit. That's a joke. But people believe in that. Like, my auntie's fucking, my auntie's. Her whole family goes to church every day, and like they work with the church all the time, and they believe in that. Mm-hmm. And when I told her, she came to visit me once, first time I'd seen her in like 4 years, and we were asking what I was doing, and I went, well, we've got a new record called Jesus is Dead. And she went, she covered her ears, she goes, no he's not, he raised again. And do you know what dough is? Can you dough for making cakes?
Yeah.
Well, my dad was there. My dad goes, it's just like dough, you can't, because like dough rises, and Jesus never. Like, everyone's got their own religion.
Oh, no,
and to me, like, if they want to, people want to believe in like, religion or what, that's good, that's up to them, that's their own personal thing. But don't try to force it on other people. Because I was brought up a Catholic, but I believe like there's a God in that, but I don't believe in some of the things that they preach.
Song like Power Struggle still relevant today because of the nuclear missile disarmament project
like,
from Reagan?
It doesn't matter who's in power, right, like in America or Russia or in the UK, because whoever's in government, they've got the shelter, the royalty, all those people at the top, they want to start a war, they could do it if a minute to press the button. The only people that's got to die is the people in this room here, us, me, you, everyone but, here. Because we're just like people, we're expendable. But the actual people that's going to survive is like the people in power. So like they're playing with our lives. And like I've got a child, she's four. And I don't want her to get blown away. Like when I'm dead, I don't want her to get blown away like war. And so like I really resent the fact that all these people have got that much power to control our lives. And they can just like, they want to kill us, they can do that.
America, the America.
still going to give you guys a hard time.
People are here, right? We get the same shit on the streets. What people come here, because like back in the UK, we're unemployed. When I'm over here, my friend, he goes to the unemployment office, right? Signs my name, so I get money. It pays my house. Well, not my house, but I've got a rented one bedroom house, an apartment. So that's illegal, right? So he does that. And I just give him money, but it pays my rent when I'm over here. So in the UK, Maggie Thatcher, the last election, Margaret Thatcher, in Scotland, 97% of the people in Scotland voted against her, right? But she's still got in power because it's all part of, because there's lots more people in England, right? And most of them voted for her. The only government I would like to see would be people from all different parties, right, uniting to make everyone have a good life. Mm-hmm. So even if they starved and people at broken homes and hospitals, all these people would be able to take care of when they can't afford that. But it'll never happen because people are too, the governments and that are too, they've got money, they've got power. They can spend $80 in a meal, but you can get $40 to last you a week to try and live.
Right.
I really hate the government.
Yeah! Professor Regan. Is what if I'm exploited?
No, I'm sorry. President Reagan isn't available. Is there any message you'd like to leave for the president?
Tell him to take care.
Well, I'll certainly do that.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye.
What do you think of all the new kids coming into the scene and sort of like the loss of the older punks who like were there, you know, from when you started out?
Well, look, guys, we started with the growth of it. Come in, if I can do something else, but you got a lot of younger kids. But that's what was good about punk. Like, I can't sing. I've never ever said I could sing. I mean, I can hardly talk. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I could do it, then anybody can do it. Because like I came from like a working class background, but there's a lot of good young American bands over here, like Half Life from Pittsburgh, they're good. Sharon Tate's Babies, they played in Chicago. They've got a black bass player. He's mega. He's brilliant. Great. He's like a kind of funk. Plays like things like, have you got Slap?
Yeah, plus slap bass. They've got a really good,
okay, so good
drummer as well.
What do you think of the new Scottish band there? Because Oi Polloi, Toxic Effects.
Oi Polloi, they're guitarist auditioned for us a couple of years ago, but he had a job. Like, to be in a band like us, you've got to be able to travel. It's like the guy probably make more money working, because in the UK, we come from Scotland. We do we're lucky to do one gig in Scotland a year, right? Because like, nobody will put us on. Not just us, but any hardcore shows, we won't put any hardcore shows on. In England, there's like when you play England, there's not many clubs that want to put punk bands on. Because mm-hmm. there used to be too much trouble, okay? And with skins and that. And like over here now, like there's a lot of like young skinny, like, Nazi skins starting up, and like if they don't understand it, they'd be the first to go off, and that's just going to pull. I mean, it's really stupid because a lot of them are just like young rich kids trying to understand. But a lot of the skins we meet are okay. Like, a lot of them are good people. Just takes maybe two shitheads, and like everybody gets like kind of under the same label. Because we've had that. I used to cause loads of fights. I used to be like arrested loads of times, okay, like for trouble. But you realise if you keep causing trouble at gigs and stuff, none of the promoters will put you on, right? Listen, we started like 7 years ago. Like, but at the time it was like fun, right? Like, we were having like fun and that, and like loved fighting and getting drunk and that. And like, we thought it was fun, but then looking back at it now, I understand more. If you do that, you're going to like fuck the scene up. And over here, the skinheads, if they keep like hitting the kids and that, then the promoters will say, "Oh no," mm-hmm. because people will take the clubs to court, right? Because they say, "Oh, boss, I look beat up in your club, there's security and stuff."
It's not just at our shows either. It's happening at all the other shows that go on too.
Right. You know? Chicago,
a lot of kids are afraid to go out now.
Yeah,
and even the kids that do go out are afraid to have a good time because, you know, they're threatened by getting beat up and that. You know.
Because to me, I always believe when we started at punks, I used to be a skinhead. I was just packing up. My friends was like skins. To me, like punks and skinheads, our music was for them because it's like in the UK, it was like working class kids. It's like people are like unemployed from working, right? But you don't have to be working class, you'd be like punk or that, I mean. But like, it was, the majority was like unemployed. And to me, like, punks and skins, like, to me, it's like, it's a minority music, right? So people on the outside are giving you shit. So the people that come to the shows just help each other and stick together. And I always believe that. That's why when I see, like, people in the audience beating people up, I'll just stop playing.
90.1 FM, Turmoil with the Exploited. The songs we heard in order, starting at the top, Sexual Favors, Jesus is Dead, Power Struggle, Politicians, and an old one from them called Alternative. Big thanks to the band, especially Wadi, for taking the time out to talk to me. Also, special thanks to Brian and Sean up at the Anthrax and everybody else up there for helping out with the show in one way or the other. Got 10 minutes left. We got some stuff to give away. Got the pair of tickets to the Crumbsuckers, Leeway, At War, and Wench, I believe. And they'll be appearing at Irving Plaza this Friday night. If you'd like a pair, you have to be 18 or older. The number here, area code 516-632-6901. I'll take a caller at random to win those tickets. Right now, we're going to hear something new from Zombie Squad out of Connecticut. This is the title track of their new EP, Surfing with the Contras, here on Turmoil.